North Korea declares its economy is miraculously overcoming sanctions. By Ben Q on November 9, 2018. North Korean state media declared on Friday that its economy is miraculously overcoming international sanctions, claiming that the world marvels now at its unlimited national power and development potential. In a typically bizarre and grandiose editorial titled "Let's Go Our Own Way and Build a Powerful Socialist State," the state propaganda outlet Rodong Sinmun calls on brave North Koreans to continue fighting for a state built upon self-reliance, despite the devastating impact of economic sanctions on their economy. "The Korean people are dynamically moving forward," rallied close around the Great Workers' Party of Korea, holding aloft the banner of self-reliance, it declares. Self-reliance represents the tradition of victory won by the independent and dignified DPRK, the inexhaustible creative power of socialist Korea, an indomitable mettle of the brave Korean people confident of the final victory of their cause. "All party members and workers must march for self-reliance with conviction that our national economic power is far stronger than the enemy forces' sanctions, and the final victory is ours," it continues. "We must walk to the end along the path we choose without being shaken by any adversity. We cannot expect any achievement if we look at others and rely on chances." The editorial goes on to claim that no force on earth can stop North Korea's rise into a global power. "It is the way for independent people to glorify the dignity and honor. We will go along the road to the end and always be ever victorious. This is the fixed will of the Korean people in the ongoing great drive for creation," it continues. "No force on earth can hold in check the advance of the heroic people who make historical miracles by dint of self-reliance through to the guidance of the great party." North Korea's renewed call for self-reliance and economic prosperity comes days after the Kim Jong-un regime canceled talks with the United States about a possible peace agreement to remove the country's nuclear weapons that would see some or all of the economic sanctions against the regime removed. In July, South Korea's central bank revealed that the North's economy had shrunk by 3.5% under pressure from international sanctions, marking the largest contraction of the North Korean economy in two decades. The GDP contraction came despite increased trade with China, which continues to violate sanctions the United Nations Security Council agreed upon by investing heavily in its communist ally in the hope that it will eventually experience rapid economic growth.